Hello and welcome to In Conversation With, a podcast from The Lancet Global Health. It's April 2021 and I'm Ben Burwood. This month I'm delighted to be joined by Christy Watergo from the Institute for Urban Indigenous Health, whose research into the effectiveness of a new birthing service in Australia is published in our latest issue. Your work assessed the new birthing in our community service for prenatal, birthing and postnatal care. What drove the need for a new care framework for First Nation Australians?
Due to the inequalities that exist, the life expectancy here in Australia for First Nations people is 10 years less than those who are non-Indigenous. In addition, childhood mortality is double for our Indigenous families. But for the first time in this nation, evidence has proven that the Birthing in Our Community program has consistently improved preterm birth weight. The model is a unique example of what can be achieved through genuine partnership in an Indigenous-led setting. On the request of our community, collaboratively, we've designed a program that focuses on indicators that ultimately impacts mum's ability to carry bub to full term. Providing holistic care with wraparound support, addressing the needs such as early engagement, attendance of antenatal appointments, smoking rates, providing transport, education around breastfeeding and nutrition, as well as secure attachments. All of these indicators has resulted in improved birthing outcomes for our families.
How does the birthing in our community service differ from the standard care options?
BIOC has been designed for mob by mob. The women now walking alongside our community delivering this program have predominantly been mothers of the program. These women have walked the same path as our community and knows how difficult it can be to overcome some of life's challenges. These mothers are better placed more so than anyone to provide a community-controlled service that is informed about what our people need. The program provides a holistic, strength-based approach that acknowledges the broader social and environmental influences on health and well-being, focused on narrative therapy, learning through storytelling, and community connection. We come from different walks of lives, and where I, as an Aboriginal woman, learnt about healthy relationships, loving my bubs, connecting with others, was at the foot of my mother, listening to her connect and share with her sisters. Seeking clarity around life's obligations is where I learnt to love, connect and build a family of strength and unity, but mindful to also be open to being vulnerable and respecting the need to seek help. The Hub and the Birthing in Our Community program provides a community spirit that I was privileged to have. We focus on community connection, learning from each other, knowing that our collectivity is our strength. We address the raw needs of life no better than the woman sitting beside me. We are all worthy of celebrating the birth of life and the unity of family. Importantly, our ultimate goal is to provide a safe space where our families feel they can rebuild their trust within the healthcare system with the intention to continue with their ongoing healthcare.
What effect did the Birthing in Our Community service had on birth and postnatal outcomes? How do you think the service reduced the number of preterm births?
Birthing in Our Community is focused predominantly on our families' health and well-being. The program has been designed to nurture our families, acknowledge that growth and support may be needed, and work towards whatever is required to strengthen the family connection and capability. We know that much of the work to improve health inequalities lies beyond the health sector. So the role of the family support worker is critical in helping our families rise to be the best parent they can be. BIOC women and families are provided a primary midwife and a dedicated family support worker who work in collaboration with appropriate agencies and care providers throughout pregnancy, birth and postnatal journey. In addition, the BIOC woman can have easy access to transport, social work, perinatal psychology, child health nurses, allied health staff such as dietitians, and access to programs including Quick Tucker, learning about cooking a healthy meal while on a budget, Quit Smoking, and also Circle of Security Parenting. During the family's time with BIOC, the family support worker will identify women who would benefit from additional support, in particular for social support, cultural identity, childhood experiences, financial stress, housing stability, healthy relationships, and or substance misuse. Through the creation and review of social wellbeing support plans, mum and her family support worker can address any identified opportunities, promoting the use of holistic strength-based approach. For our mob, connecting with our community in a wellness hub that focuses on social and emotional care is the key to success. Addressing these indicators empowers and improves mum's overall wellbeing, therefore carrying bub to full term.
What are the next steps for the rollout of the service to the rest of Australia?
Birthing in Our Community seems to be the only program across Australia that is truly closing the gap for our mob and producing incredible outcomes for our families and therefore for our wider community. The question is, are we as a nation committed to closing the gap for our First Nations people? Are we committed to improving healthcare for those whose lifespan is 10 years shorter than most? We are calling on our national leaders to again show their commitment to our First Nations people and fund the rollout of this program. We are working within a fractured healthcare system. Well, one could say it's not fractured, just simply built for the majority. And clearly, it's not working for those who need it most. I, amongst many of my sisters, am emotionally exhausted when attending family functions, gazing around my community with the need to protect my heart while supporting and loving those with chronic disease. The Birthing in Our Community program is like no other, rising to the need of our mob and saying no more. Our families are worthy of a healthy life. Why should my child be more at risk of childhood mortality, experience disability, heart disease, or develop chronic disease? If we are to be truly honest with each other, what makes you better than me, my family, or my mob? Families across Australia need to have access to Birthing in Our Community programs to improve health inequalities for our First Nations people.
Could the service be adopted by other countries and adapted for the specific needs of other First Nations people?
Absolutely. The Birthing in Our Community program is centred around family connection. The model is a unique example of what can be achieved through genuine partnership in an Indigenous-led setting. To ensure success, the program needs to be all about embedding community control. Mob are not engaging with healthcare systems. So let us all be creative and courageous and ask our families, what is it that they need? Why are we not giving every First Nations family the opportunity to receive such care, to embrace early intervention and prevention? Over the past 5 years, I've had the honour of seeing our families find safety, seek support, guidance and connection. It has now been proven that such a program produces outcomes beyond our expectations. For a healthier nation, we all must rise and be vulnerable to the fact that the minority has the answer, to relinquish the control and let mob care for mob. In closing comments, I'm not here to focus on mum's clinical care. Healthy mums and healthy bubs is the outcome of our community's connection. I am here to nurture mum's journey, to give my heart and walk alongside her. Mum will decide what is best for her and her family unit. It is my great honour to be there to embrace her wellness and celebrate her family's well-being.
You can read Christy's research online now at thelancet.com. Thank you to Christy and thank you for listening to this episode of In Conversation With. Remember, you can subscribe to The Lancet Global Health In Conversation With wherever you usually get your podcasts.